everyone, and welcome back to the Siemens Smart Manufacturing Podcast Series. I'm your host, Chris Pennington, Global Industry Marketing Leader for Industrial Machinery at Siemens Digital Industry Software. This episode is the fourth installment of our Smart Manufacturing Podcast Series. Our previous podcast covered closed-loop manufacturing, discussing how it breaks down the barriers between design and manufacturing, including the CLM process and ERP and PLM systems. We continue our discussion on closed-loop technology, but shift our focus now to closed-loop quality. We're privileged again to be joined by our expert, Rahul Garg, Vice President for the Industrial Machinery and Mid-Market Program at Siemens Digital Industry Software. Rahul's 25-year career includes delivering global software-based solutions for product engineering and manufacturing innovation. He's held leadership positions in research and development, program management, sales, and P&L management. He's had a focus on industrial machinery since 2007. So, Rahul, as we jump back into this topic on closed-loop manufacturing, let's center on quality. You previously stated that automation and digitalization could significantly reduce factory floor disruptions due to design changes, supply chain issues, and changing requirements. And I'd like to elaborate in this area. So let me begin by asking, why do we need to integrate quality into the manufacturing process?
So, Chris, thank you again. Very excited to talk about this very important topic. So when you look at quality and manufacturing process, right, it's the yin and the yang. One cannot exist without the other. And it's really the important aspect of ensuring what gets manufactured has the right quality. It's ensuring that the products and parts are delivered on time and are to the correct specifications. By integrating quality and manufacturing, we really are making sure that we are taking advantage of digitalization and taking the entire quality process to the next level.
Okay, excellent. So maybe you could provide an example of an application for closed-loop quality on the factory floor.
So first of all, let's just take a step back. Quality is a well-defined term. It's basically ensuring the product outcome is meeting the original expectations. When you look at closed-loop quality, the goal of closed-loop quality is ensuring optimization of your manufacturing process, identifying and correcting non-conformance early enough, minimizing scrap and rework, and improving the overall product to market. So what manufacturers are looking to accomplish these goals is by accounting for quality in the following phases, if you will, right? Plan for quality right up front, making sure that you have looked at all of your requirements for quality before you actually start building anything, checking against those well-defined capabilities and the expectations of the products, defining where the failures could exist, and then defining additional details like how the machine should be run and operated, right? So even defining the environmental and conditions that can impact overall product quality. And these conditions could be things like vibrations, temperature, tolerances, machine condition. And all of these have to be monitored closely to ensure that the final product produced is delivering the expectations that customers have. So this is the upfront planning. Then the second piece is monitoring the quality through the process. So this is where you're capturing the output parameters, looking at the as-built conditions against the requirements, and making sure that you're closing the loop on the process to the source of the parameters needed and if there are any deviations. So this monitoring of the process, of the production process becomes an important piece. And to be able to do that, you take advantage of IoT, which provides this uninterrupted, unhindered data collection mechanism and really gives you the ability to monitor what's going on and provides that closed loop feedback to your manufacturing process. So bringing these two pieces together, it really helps you optimize your critical quality requirements and characteristics. So once you've got that, you obviously go through verifying your original requirements and the throughputs that are needed and making sure that you're getting the quality expectations. And where I see maybe even a bigger challenge in today's world is with many disrupted supplier issues and the supply chain challenges. Being able to monitor what's happening, being able to track where your supplier parts are coming in, can have a big impact on your overall quality processes. And finally, to close off on that, what we have seen is companies that have implemented closed-loop quality processes, they have been able to achieve a median product compliance rate of 99%, with the majority of them performing between ranges of 97 to 100%. And organizations without that capability, in our experience, had significantly more variability in performance, with the majority of them having performance between 90 and 98%. So when you look at this disparity in performance, that could mean the difference between being first to market or being second to market, and avoiding a major product recall or winning future contracts. So what may appear as a small difference can have a significant impact on your overall business. And we really do see being able to implement closed-loop quality can help get you closer to your final customer expectations. And one of the last points I would like to highlight is by implementing closed-loop quality, what you're doing is you're actually shifting quality-related concerns to your entire organization. So you're making it into a shared responsibility instead of treating it as a disconnected or isolated process at the end. So by implementing this closed-loop process, you're trying to make sure that people who are upfront in the design and engineering process are looking at the manufacturing process and its closed-loop process as well.
Yeah, so that's great, Ro. Some really impressive figures there on those product compliance ratings. I mean, would you say that quality is like the overall goal of smart manufacturing and smart machines?
Well, definitely quality is one of the key pillars. Smart manufacturing and smart machines create more value for the manufacturing customer, providing better quality and reliability, obviously lowering costs, improving safety, less waste, improving serviceability, right? So it becomes a key contributor to the overall success. And then smart machines enable overall improved quality as well by eliminating non-conformance, by detecting trends before they become issues, and enabling appropriate changes to be made in near real time before they become big issues, and avoiding any significant downtimes in your overall productivity process as well.
Okay, yeah. I mean, IoT is obviously really critical to this whole thing. I mean, maybe you could provide some more examples of how deploying advanced technologies results in improving quality.
When you look at organizations that have integrated more advanced technologies into their machines and their factories, they gain value from the results in production machines, right? And some of these can be quite significant. As an example, being able to customize to specific manufacturing needs. You know, one of our customers, a company out of Germany, they collect and analyze machine data and provide users with even recommendations on how to optimize their machine operations. Example, configuration of their laser setting values or other process variables. Being able to adopt their production processes where smart machines can help reduce maintenance costs by around 10 to 40% and even energy consumption by around 40%. So smart machines may itself decide to start and stop if it detects a potential issue with the product quality. For example, in the gear production machine, the machine allows for automated and continuous gear hobbing processes. So as part of that, it will continuously measure the tooth width of the machined workpieces, evaluate the measurements in real time, and make adjustments if necessary. Right, so it makes it very precise to make sure that it's delivering the right product, and if necessary, make any stoppages in your production process. It provides a very highly agile and an adaptable process for customization and personalized goods and then products, right? So the smart machine is basically becomes in charge of more and makes it a more substantial control as changes in the production process come into picture as well.
Yeah, impressive figures again. And I mean, obviously, maintenance costs are a big hit for many companies, but energy consumption reducing by 40%. I think in today's climate, that's another really important thing that needs to be considered. So, you know, maybe we could just look at what the main components are of the advanced technologies that provide these benefits.
There are some key capabilities that one has to consider, starting from something as simple as connectivity, right? Historically, companies relied on cables and wiring, and now today with 5G in the factory, it really enables very high bandwidth bi-directional communication to and from the machine. Another key component is AI and artificial intelligence and machine language. Artificial intelligence is crucial for efficient data processing, right? Despite the immense amount of information created on the manufacturing floor, right, which on which machines are running 24/7, generating a lot of data continuously, which is necessary. And so AI and machine learning are essential at multiple levels, providing that real value and getting that nuggets out. The third piece is this whole challenge of IT and OT convergence, which we spoke about in one of our earlier podcasts as well, which will play a key role in organizations' ability to respond in real time. Lastly, but not the least, is this whole concept of a digital twin, which is very crucial for factories and machines to really provide that closed-loop operation. So the digital twin will enable, obviously, during the design stage for designing and commissioning and testing the machine, testing the production lines and the entire facilities in a virtual manner, but also enabling the factory operations to be monitored, providing predictive and preventive maintenance and ensuring that your machines are running at the most optimized levels.
Excellent. Thanks for that. I'd just like to finish up, Raoul, by asking you to do a little bit of forecasting. So what trends do you foresee in the next 2 to 5 years that will affect manufacturing and closed-loop quality for future factories?
Some of the key enablers that we spoke about earlier are obviously going to be critical, but there are other advanced technology capabilities that are all being considered very aggressively by many of our customers, right? IoT, we just spoke about robots, cobots, which are having a human interactive robot as well. They are going to become a big player. Hyper automation, more and more automation. And as reshoring happens, as localization of production happens, hyper automation is going to really enable getting productivity impacts on the bottom line. And fully integrated PLM systems that extend down the supply chain and to suppliers and customers that really ensure that all the way from the customer requirements to the design to the production shop floor are connected and are working effectively.
Okay, well, great conversation today, Raoul. Thanks again for joining me in this fourth episode of our Smart Manufacturing series. It's been a compelling conversation to learn the details of closed-loop quality and its advantages. And thanks to all our listeners for joining us. Please stay tuned for our final Smart Manufacturing episode on automated processes, and have a great day.